Murphy, have you checked all of those $2 bills that we, you have?
Well, I heard the story about $2 bills being worth a lot, but the thing is they have to be the right age. And I don't think, even without going back to look, because my grandmother, when she was giving those to us as kids, that was my grandmother's thing, by the way, Sam. Mm-hmm. She would put it in every birthday card to us. I think she was sending us an Easter card. Whatever card she would send, she always put a $2 bill in. Mm. But her whole thing is she went to the bank regularly to get that.
Okay.
Well, that was in the 1970s and 80s, so they're probably not the old bills that they're talking about being worth a lot. Because the Red Seal bills have to be worth, or they have to be printed before 1917 or something. And then the others are like pre-1900. So anything after that point is worth $2.
Wait.
Before that,
I'm looking at some, though.
Well, somebody recently sold, apparently at auction, a low serial number 2003 $2 bill for $2,500 at an auction. I don't know what made that bill special or different, other than the fact it was a really low serial number. You know, look, think about
it. I'm looking at the U.S. currencyauctions.com site, because you know you have a lot of $2 bills floating around.
Yeah,
the house.
I do, but they're all from like the 70s and the 80s.
So all the newer ones are $2.
Everything printed pretty much after 1919 is, it's face value. Huh. The reason for that is because they're still in circulation. And apparently, if it's a Red Seal.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not anybody who's a true collector of coins and paper money and all that kind of stuff could probably.
Numismatologist?
Yeah. I mean, because I know that they're.
Mufasa.
So, like, if the mint had a printing error or something like that,
right?
That's the kind of stuff that's worth something, or some crazy serial
number
issue or
bill. My gosh, it's funny that you say that. I had this conversation in a consignment store with a lady the other day. It's not about $2 bills, but about a bag. There was a bag, a very high dollar designer bag. And I remarked on it, and she was like, "Yeah, that's my unicorn one." And I'm like, "Why do you say that?" And it's a Louis bag, if anybody wants to know. But it's this big, beautiful handbag. But on the printing, on the leather, where the actual thing, something is upside down, and it's rare. Mm. And she said, "That's my unicorn one."
Yeah,
and she's not selling it for less than
that's
a unicorn
kind of thing
would
that
cost.
I'm talking about those kind of things, there's usually a buyer at an auction who will find value in that sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm going to go back through and look. You never know. Maybe I have one of the little Red Seal ones. You know,
might be a big weekend for
or
us.
Or maybe I'll just have $2.
Yeah. Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today. Coming up at 6:50.
Coming up next, though, Carolyn wants to tell us about traveling with turkey. Loving hearing from you on Grateful Friday.
Social media connect.
Hey, Jody, got a message for you off of the family favorite Thanksgiving recipes on
the
website.
Those are so good. We're proud of those this year.
Well, this one is from Holly. She says, Jody, I think your super easy toffee recipe would be good with crushed up pretzels.
Ooh, that would be good.
Yeah, the salty and the sweet.
It's so funny that recipe's there because I made it once. I don't like toffee. I found a super easy toffee recipe. Sort of made it my own and made it once for Murphy, who loves toffee.
Toffee's
I do.
Delicious.
So this is the toffee with the chocolate across the top?
I don't remember.
So Miss Margaret is
right.
We need to get her recipe and put that one up there too, because she made, now, not that Jody's toffee wasn't good, but.
Feeling under the bus here a little.
No, but what I remember is hers was like this
thick,
right? I mean, like thick layer of chocolate, thick layer of toffee. Wow. It was really some of the best I've ever
had.
Like
break your teeth?
Oh, I love the idea of putting pretzels in it for a nice little saltiness.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that, Holly. Appreciate the heads up. Also from our email at murphysamandjody.com, this comes to us from Carolyn. Love you guys. Was listening. I wanted to share my favorite family story from Thanksgiving. Several years ago, we lived in South Korea. And anyone there knows it's very hard to find turkey. Or if you can, it's very expensive. Being from the States and Thanksgiving was soon, we really wanted a turkey. My aunt was visiting my cousin and his family who were stationed in Japan, and they wanted to come see us. So I was thinking of being funny, and I asked her if she'd bring us a turkey, if she could get it from the commissary. Not thinking any more about it, we went and got her and my cousins from the airport, took them to our apartment. She was unpacking, and boy, was I surprised when she pulled out of her suitcase a frozen butterball turkey. She deserves Best Aunt in the World, the award. And I would say she would also like to say that this TSA group were very flexible.
Yeah.
Solid items, including turkeys, steaks, hams, and other meats, either cooked or uncooked or frozen, will clear TSA security.
Also bet you'll have a lot of people on the plane who'd love to see you share that, you know.
A frozen one?
Well, just your free, whatever you're bringing on board to eat, you know.
Thank you for that, Carolyn. We love hearing from you. And Holly, jump in anytime.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider next.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by The Crown on Netflix.
We learned not long ago that the final season of Yellowstone is coming.
I, John Dutton, do solemnly swear.
The second half of that final season. And so the big question mark is Kevin Costner. So the word from his people and the word from Paramount, his absence or presence is still not determined. He is still definitely busy with his epic Western four-picture deal, Horizon. Mm-hmm. And so he may not even be a part of the final season. Like one of those things where they have to do it where he's in a picture frame and, oh, daddy, who knows?
Oh, yeah, yeah. A picture frame at his memorial service.
Whatever it may be.
It's a shame we lost him in the plane crash.
They're having to write, you know, around the fact that he may or may not be a part of it.
I'm a little surprised that even with the strikes during those time periods where there was all the downtime, that he couldn't. But they couldn't make up their minds about what they wanted to do there.
I don't think
or
it's
that
about,
he couldn't.
I think he's butting heads with Taylor Sheridan, as I think what's happening. You got two alpha males going, no, this way, no, this way, my way. I think that's what's going on, which means he's probably not going to be a part of it at all. But it does give them a chance to focus on some other big storylines and big plot lines, Rip, Beth, etc. Mm-hmm. Okay, so expect some bombshells from those characters.
Coming up next.
Murphy has forgotten something after almost 24 years of marriage. Can't wait to tell you about it next. We have this new Sunday breakfast tradition with our girls. Murphy and I, you know, invite Taylor and Phoebe to come over for Sunday breakfast so that we can see them at least once a week.
Mm-hmm. It's only happened twice. Does that make it a tradition?
Well, I want it to be.
Got to start somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Two Sundays in a row, that's pretty good for girls with different crazy schedules.
Well, that's the thing. It's been tricky. We were doing Thursday night dinner, which had been an ongoing tradition for a while, and then that kind of got disrupted with their work schedule.
And that's okay. Like, it's okay that it changes constantly. It's been the case since they were born. You get in a routine with a kid, and you think, this is the routine, and then it changes, and that's life.
So do y'all you cook at home, or do y'all go out to eat?
Home. Well, I'm sorry. Once we went out, and there was like, you know what? Just come home. I'll cook. It's, you know, we can keep it on the low, stay in PJs, have coffee.
Crank up the Christmas music.
Right. Okay, so, but what happened last Sunday was so cute, and this Sunday is an interesting date in that we were sitting there at the table all together on last Sunday, and the girls were about to get up and put their plates in the sink, and they were like, are we doing this again next week? And I said, I don't know. You know what next week is? Crickets. Not even Murphy remembered that this Sunday. But look, I want is our anniversary.
Actually, I'd actually forgotten until this moment. Again.
Okay.
Really.
This is our anniversary this Sunday.
It is.
24. Yes? 24 years.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. What's so funny about it, it's my perfect chance to pick on you about that because most of the time it's been the opposite where I'm like, oh, that date sneaks up on me. It's like, you're the one going, it's our anniversary. I'm like, oh, is it?
Well, it's always been a running joke because I would remember it was the 12th. You would think it was the 13th or something like that, right?
I would think it was the 11th because we almost scheduled it on the 11th,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. But we chose the 12th when we were planning. Anyway, it's our anniversary on Sunday.
Yes.
Got to shop for a gift now.
I was going to say, let me write that down.
No, it's okay. I need gifts, although I already have a little something for you that I got several months ago.
Yeah.
But the girls are not coming over because Phoebe is working. So we are going to make a reservation where she's working and Taylor wants to come with. So we're still doing Sunday brunch together.
Nice.
The four
that'll
of us,
fun.
Just not at the house.
So would that be considered the anniversary gift?
Fine by me. Absolutely.
As long as you're paying.
Three things you need to know today.
Powered by Tide.
Number one, Israel has agreed to daily four-hour pauses in fighting in Gaza so that humanitarian aid can get in more easily and for the civilians in the areas to escape those zones. And everybody is participating, although the UN says it's not perfect.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they are still talking about a one-day overall ceasefire, too.
Right. And they want that, too.
Yeah.
It's the right idea. It's not perfect yet. Meanwhile, trucks are still entering. Like 65 aid trucks went into the area yesterday. Number two, today is Veterans Day observed in the United States because it falls on Saturday this year on the calendar. So most federal employees are off today. There's no banks, no mail service. Government offices are closed and federal courts are closed as well.
Okay. I didn't expect that one.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about
that. It's Veterans Day observed. And number three, the United States Marine Corps, it's happy birthday to them. 248 years ago was formed in Philadelphia in 1775.
Wow.
It's the smallest branch of our military with 185,000 active duty serving.
Yeah, but their bark is worse than their bite.
That's right. Semper Fi. It's Latin for always loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to the Marine Corps. We thank you.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
It is Grateful Friday.
Yep, and it's also time for Jody's Top 5 Entertainment Stories of the Week, brought to you by Swiffer Sweeper.
Number 5.
The Marvel Universe is going to give us a Blade movie, and I do mean, you know, you remember the one with Wesley Snipes. It's a vampire thing. We're getting the Marvel Universe, and we have a teaser trailer, and it stars Mahershala Ali.
The world no longer needs a hero. What it needs is a monster.
And Kit Harington.
Oh, well, that's big.
It is big. There's a teaser trailer out. You gotta go watch it. And this will be one of the first Marvel movies to be rated R.
Number 4.
The Matthew Perry Foundation that he had dreamed of starting will now be a reality. His family is going to start it. In fact, you can even go online now, MatthewPerryFoundation.org. He was laid to rest earlier this week, well, last weekend, at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Los Angeles. And it was just something he wanted to do. He'd always said he wanted to be remembered, not for Friends, but for helping people. Mm-hmm. Maybe a long time before he's not remembered for Friends, but we shall see.
Number 3.
Patrick Dempsey was named the sexiest man alive this week.
I'm ready to buzz the superficial temporal artery.
Guys, can you believe it's been a decade since he was McDreamy? Yeah. He hasn't been on that show in 10 years.
What has he been doing lately that he got the accolade?
Well,
he's
being sexy, I guess.
Yeah.
He also, I want to say this, he's going to use the platform to shed some light on his foundation called the Dempsey Center, supporting cancer patients and their families. And he named that after his late mom.
That's awesome.
It's quite beautiful.
Number 2.
This week is the 20th anniversary of the movie Elf.
Yeah. Oh, my God! Santa, here.
The Empire State Building was lit up, you know, like yellow and green this week.
Like Buddy.
Yeah, and just so you know, they're showing the movie at the Empire State Building on the 80th floor. A couple more times this season, and it's going to land in theaters November 17th, and you can see it on TBS and TNT. So it's really kind of everywhere, as it should be.
Number 1.
Back to Matthew Perry news. You know that he had worked with Zac Efron in the movie 17 Again from 2009. It was a great movie. One of those switcheroo movies. Apparently, Matthew Perry had recently said that if he ever wanted anybody to play him in an autobiography, he would want it to be Zac Efron. And I'm like, now that he's, knowing he said that, I can't see anybody else doing it.
Picked a good one.
Zac said he's devastated by the loss, and he's honored that Matthew Perry said that.
Jody's Top 5 Entertainment Stories of the Week. It's Grateful Friday, and coming up next, Barbara coming to you, 877-310-4MSJ.
Now less than 2 weeks away from the holiday that does deserve our respect. It's a lot of people's favorite, and that's Thanksgiving. Inviting you to join us at 877-310-4MSJ.
Hi, Barbara.
Hey, I have a birthday Thanksgiving tradition, too.
Okay.
My mother, who would be 97 this November 25th.
Yes.
We always made her wear this turkey hat. And
love it.
And gobble around the table. And of course, we always had her real nice cake and everything. Uh-huh. And she wasn't allowed to have any of her cake till she put that on and gobbled around the table.
Okay. And please tell me she enjoyed that.
Well, she did. She was a fun person. She was a big Browns and Indians fans, went to all the games right up to the year before she died. And so she loved to have fun.
That's
sweet.
She
was always the life of the party. So, yeah, she liked doing her gobbling. So
I love it. That is sweet.
We missed stand the gobble dance.
And what?
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
The gobble
Thank you.
Dance.
Call us anytime.
Thank you, Barbara. Sam would love to see that in action.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm picturing my mom forcing her to do it.
You know, when I hear stories like that, thank you, Barb. When I hear stories like that, you know, you got to realize, too, not everyone gets that kind of parent. It's a gift to the whole family when an adult can be like that, mm-hmm.
a sense
person.
Of humor, you mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean, because adulting is not easy. We all grew up around adults who weren't, it wasn't so easy for them to be funny and fun. And I guess they're everything in moderation, right? You don't want the adult who's always goofing, who can't adult.
Right.
Right. They do say maturity is knowing when to goof off and when to be serious.
I wish I had that.
You have it, Sam. You do have it. What a gift to be that adult is the reason some of the adults are the ones that are the favorites in the family.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Humor is endearing.
I wonder if they kept her turkey hat at least.
Of course, they probably do.
Have it placed in a place of honor.
Probably. Barb, we love it. Love hearing from you. Join us anytime with your unique to your family traditions at the holidays. 877-310-4MSJ.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider next.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by The Crown on Netflix.
Pixar this week has released the trailer for Inside Out 2, which is the sequel to the 2015 movie Inside Out, which is such a beautiful concept. Okay, this little girl Riley and all the little voices inside of your head, remember?
The emotions.
Yes.
Hello. Ah! Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety. Where can I put my stuff?
A new emotion. Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. We wanted to make such a good first impression.
What do you mean we?
They had, in the first movie, the emotions that they dealt with and that this child dealt with, fear, disgust, joy, sadness, and anger. So this time around, there's a new emotion. She's 13 years old, same kid, Riley. And the new emotion is anxiety. And the voice of anxiety is Maya Hawke.
From Stranger Things.
Yes. Diane Lane in this one again, Amy Poehler, Bill Hader not this time, and Mandy Kaling opted out. They opted out of fear and disgust. But new voices coming in. It's such a beautiful...
You mean the characters.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They opted out of fear and disgust.
Wouldn't we all like to do that? So Inside Out 2 will be in theaters June 14th, 2024. So yay.
You know, I saw that trailer. I sent the link to Maddie, my daughter.
Right.
That was one of her favorite ones. She watched a bunch.
And as this character, Riley, grows up, I mean, this audience also dealing with anxiety. I think it's a beautiful thing. Look for it in theaters 2024.
All right, coming up next, we got music news and the Eagles' Long Goodbye tour is getting a bit longer.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzi.
Well, some good news if you're an Eagles fan. They are extending their tour. The Long Goodbye Tour is now the Longer Goodbye Tour.
Yeah. They're really calling it that, or you're
no,
just
that was
being
me.
Cute? Okay.
That makes sense, though.
It's funny, yeah.
So now it'll go into March of next year. They've added seven cities, Palm Springs, St. Louis, Omaha, Tulsa, New Orleans, Charlotte. By the way, they played Charlotte earlier this week, but they're going to come back for another performance. They enjoyed it so much.
Wow.
They're also saying this is 2024. They think the tour is going to last till 2025 because they're just going to keep adding as they go. Hey, you guys want to do another month? Okay, boom. That kind of stuff.
Great.
So tickets for these new dates go on sale next Friday, a week from today. Mm-hmm. This is probably the first time it's happening this year, but it won't be the last. The artist of the year for Apple Music, Taylor Swift.
Of course.
The most streamed artist on Apple Music in their history, they say. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you're wondering what does she get for that, the trophy is a silicone chip, and it comes inside of like the clear plastic plexiglass or whatever it is they make it out of, and aluminum. So it's a chip that can power any Apple product.
That's cool.
No, it's not like she's going to take it out and do it. But
yeah, that's cool.
She put it on her shelf with all the other.
Yeah, all the others, another shelf this year.
A room.
And this was really cool if you missed the CMA Awards the other night. In fact, this has been going on all year, this whole story. Luke Combs, of course, recorded Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. You get a fast car.
Yes. Such a great song.
This quick story behind that was when he was growing up, he and his dad, that was their only cassette they had in the car, and they used to love this song, listen to the song constantly. He said since he's 4 years old, this has been his favorite song.
Right.
So he decided, well, I'm somebody. I can do it. He records it, number one country song, and it wins the CMA. They won two CMA awards, the Song of the Year and the Single of the Year. So Tracy Chapman, as the writer, wins the Single of the Year, and it makes her the first black songwriter to win Song of the Year, female black songwriter to win that in 56 years.
Good for her.
I love it that her song got new life.
Yeah, and she didn't make the award ceremony, but she did have a statement. So when they announced it and she won, you know, she can't be here, but this is what she says. So that was pretty nice.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Brought to you by Tide.
Number one, the IRS announcing higher tax brackets for 2024.
Yay.
So income thresholds in every bracket getting boosted and standard deductions going up as well.
Oh, that's good.
This won't apply to the taxes you file in April. The first time you'll see the difference in your taxes is in 2025. And that's how things roll, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's the speed. Number two. Today is Veterans Day observed, but Veterans Day in the United States on the calendar actually falls tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's also the Marines' birthday.
Today is.
248th.
That's right. Veterans Day honoring those who have served and are currently serving. So if you're a veteran, you can get some fun freebies this weekend. IHOP, Denny's, Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, Starbucks, Smashburger, have your military ID. And you get treated special, as you should.
Free breakfast at Wendy's tomorrow with that ID.
There you go. And number three, we heard this rumor. We mentioned it this week that Reese Witherspoon was dating or, you know, interested in Kevin Costner.
Mm-hmm.
Since they're both divorced and that they were hanging out. Well, she's addressed it.
Get your stubborn self down here and give me a divorce.
I thought it sounded kind of wonky.
Yeah.
She has responded saying, this story is completely fabricated and not true. They are not dating. Maybe she wouldn't like that little story floating around, it sounds like.
You're up to date. Three things to know today. Sam's Friday favorite.
All right. This is going to probably go either way for everybody, like or dislike, but I found a new documentary on Prime.
I love a documentary, right?
Well, hang on.
Me too.
It's called Hot Potato, Story of the Wiggles.
Fruit salad.
Oh.
It's a good old story, I bet.
It is. Murphy, good. I'll talk to you then. Yeah. It is amazing.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean.
They're sweet. I especially like, which one did I like? The one, no.
What color?
You liked Captain Feather Sword,
yeah.
Personally. You know.
Actually, that's the one I did love.
Captain Feather Sword's a classically trained actor.
Oh.
This is what you find out in the documentary. I'm not going to tell you everything because there's
I
so many.
Don't
oh,
wow.
I want
to be singing the songs all day. No, feel
then,
me.
It tells you their origins, how they were all into childhood learning when they got their first TV series and made videos.
Sure.
They presented it to the TV companies with a thesis on every song about why it was good for children.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. And like how they came up with different songs. Like they talk about how they came up with the song Hot Potato.
One day we were busking. Anthony, Jeff, Murray, myself, and Anthony's brother, John.
Wow.
And John, being a great songwriter, he just started playing this thing on the guitar. And, hot tamale, hot tamale. And he'd turn to us and he'd go, sing along.
That's them on the street singing hot tamale, hot tamale. So then they, you know, they go back.
They made it hot potato.
Get together and say, you know, kids in Australia aren't going to know tamale, so let's change it to something they know. They come up with.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Yeah.
Hot potato, hot potato.
I'm telling you, it's really good.
And
then
just...
they talk about how, you know, basically they conquered Australia, then they came to America.
Yes.
And when they came to America, nobody knew who they were.
Trying to get a footprint into the USA, mm-hmm. It was hard. You know, back home, we could sell out shows, but here in the US, we're playing to like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you can count them on one hand, 5 people.
And those two adults were publicists. And the three children were their children.
Yeah, I got a picture of them playing in a Blockbuster to 5 people in the U.S.
Man, that's when you're new and you really want it.
Now, they eventually exploded here in the U.S. Do you know who introduced them to U.S. audiences and kind of backed them, like gave them their big chance?
I don't know.
Oh, you brought some special friends with you. Can you introduce them to us?
Oh, sure. They're my very wiggly wonders from down under.
No!
It's the Wiggles!
Please stop.
Their first tour was
Barney.
The supporting act for Barney.
Wow.
He introduced them.
Okay.
How about that?
It's on Prime now?
It's called Hot Potato, Story of the Wiggles, and it's on Prime right now. About an hour and a half.
Social Media Connect.
Join us anytime there. Instagram, Facebook. You'll get alerts when we go live. And you can even email us at murphysamandjody.com. It really is our favorite thing to hear from you. Jamie said, and this is, I think, directed to you, Sam, since you're the food dude.
Yes.
Last weekend, I bought the Walmart versions of Snickers, Milky Way, Three Musketeers, and Kit Kats.
Oh, that's right.
We had talked about that?
Yeah.
I did not know those existed.
Neither did I. And I discovered it in the story that said they just added the new Milky Way one. And it's like, what?
Have you tried any of it?
Mm-mm.
That's a brave thing to try to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a brave thing
to try
names. To do. So Jamie says, I've been wanting to try them since I heard you talk about them. I was not impressed.
Oh, that's
sad. Because a lot of times, a generic brand?
Yeah.
Fine by me.
Yeah.
In fact,
well,
you know, like
Walgreens makes some decent generic stuff.
I love their stuff.
They really do.
Are you kidding?
Says,
yeah. That's our road food. We're like, pull over here. We'll go get some Walgreens road food sometimes.
Oh, okay.
We really do.
I mean, I knew they made the medical stuff, but they make food too.
What? There's a funny name for them. You know, they have their own name for them.
It's their candy aisle. Their nut and candy aisle.
Mm. Nuts and popcorns and things like that. Chex mix, if you will, but it's not called Chex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, you know I love the regular, like, generic saltines.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to them. Okay, so thank you for that. Ruben sent this in. I'm trying to find the day that you guys said is the cheapest day of the week to book a flight. I remember you talking about it. Ruben, I remember that, too. Apparently, Tuesday is the best day to book a flight because airlines announce their deals, or they release their deals on Monday night.
Okay.
Also from our Facebook page with the pecan pie brownies picture and post and recipe we posted and shared. Tammy says, I will be trying these. They're part of our family favorite recipes for you for Thanksgiving this year. I think a trial batch may be necessary before offering them to guests.
That's a good call.
Of course.
That's true.
That should always be a good call, actually. Yeah.
That way, in case you overcook them or your oven cooks them differently.
Mm-hmm.
The mistake I made with those last year, Murphy, was that my cousin Candace made them, brought them, and it was a day ahead, and she was like, just try one. Tried one, and we just nibbled on them all day before Thanksgiving. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. They were gone. She had two pans of them,
too. Check it out, Pecan Pie Brownies, the recipe at murphysamandjody.com. It's there under Family Favorites.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider next.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by The Crown on Netflix.
Oh, Britney Spears.
What
now? One of the big revelations from her book, The Woman in Me, she claims that after getting mental health treatment in 2019, her parents got rid of her prized possessions, including dolls and a lot of writings and journals and original poetry.
Why?
You know, she claims that.
Yeah.
And we've not really heard much from the family, but her mom yesterday, Lynn Spears, posted on social media a picture of a journal sitting on a bed, and she posted, I'm not sure who told you I got rid of your dolls and journals, but I would never do that. That would be cruel. I know what these things mean to you. They're special to me, too, because of the years we spent collecting them. Of course, I still have your things. I'm happy to send them to you if you'd like me to. Please let me know, and I love you.
Huh.
It is a big wow. Oh, my goodness. I guess she really took her time, because you know she read that book as soon as she got her hands on a manuscript.
She probably read it before it came out.
That's what I'm saying. So she finally addressed that, because that was a sticking point for her.
So with that and all the things, the finger pointing she does at dad and her sister and all that, so does that open
of
up
course
the, like,
that
how
may-
much of this is not true?
Well, of course. There are two sides to every story, and in this there's hundreds of sides to every story in the Britney memoir, but that's just one little message from her mom. You guys remember earlier in the week, in one of the three things to know stories, it was that, hey, catalytic converters are not being stolen as much anymore. And isn't that good news?
Yeah.
You know, and the number one vehicle that had its catalytic converters stolen were any of the F-Series Ford pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like a head scratcher. Well, I found out why they're not being stolen as much anymore. You guys want to know this? It's so funny.
Well, I thought you said the price of rhodium is not what it was.
Right.
Well, okay.
So the word is catalytic converters contain precious metals. And a couple of years ago, they were selling for $20,000 an ounce. And so thieves were going nuts stealing them. Do you remember the viral videos of people being underneath cars stealing them while people were walking out with their morning paper or whatever, with their coffee about to leave for work?
You could buy catalytic converter locks on Amazon and other things like that to strap yours in, you know?
I learned, what's so funny is that I remember going, what is a catalytic converter?
It's emissions control. Basically, right. It keeps certain pollutants from getting into the air.
So you remember it. I didn't remember what it was.
They used to not be a thing, honestly. I mean, I remember my first car did not have a catalytic converter, and you could smell it up and down the road. It was a 1970 Mustang was my first car.
Interesting. Yeah.
So
okay.
Catalytic converter coincide with the unleaded gas being used?
I don't know. Question. I know it had to do with all the EPA reforms and all those things of the early 80s, late 70s.
So you forget about how different everything changes with technology and our knowledge. And you forget about older cars and what they do not possess. Yeah. My mom had a friend years ago who had an old El Camino, and the thing did not have seatbelts in it. And he still has it. For real.
Well, we didn't use seatbelts as kids.
Anyway, so they were selling for $20,000 an ounce, which is why thieves were going nuts and doing anything to sell them and to steal them and get them. That price has dropped. They've dropped 75% in value. So it's just not as much of a big deal. It's not much of a profit on the black market for them to be, stolen and sold anymore.
Well, that's a good thing.
I know.
I don't know what would drive the price up or down, though. I mean, what's the resale
precious
market
metals,
and where does
I
it
guess,
go?
I don't, you right? know. Right? Precious metals.